Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay. All aboard for Night Train.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello.
It's just gone 9 o'clock. It's a Sunday night, so it's the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Oh, my headphones are gone. Let's wiggle those around. Yep, and we're back. Sorry, it's extremely toasty here.
It is, isn't it?
So,
still, it could have been worse. Imagine we've been here Friday night, Thursday night.
Shout out to anyone on the station who has managed to do a show in the heat wave. So yeah, this week's show, I think it's heatwave appropriate. Nothing too frantic.
Some warm weather cuts.
Yeah, some laid back stuff. Yeah, I've had a week off because I've been on holiday. Potentially more about that later. Stay tuned. Holiday update.
Holiday chat.
Yes.
It's what everyone wants.
Yeah, they want to know blow by blow how my week was. you might want to know what we kicked off with, actually. It was Beck, Electronic Music and the Summer People, from a B-side from The New Pollution, released in 1997. There's a bit of chatter on the internet, on the socials, because it's 30 years since Odelay.
Yeah.
Which is where The New Pollution was on.
Yeah, this is on the Super Dorks.
Yes, all the B-sides and all the stuff. It's B-side I never had yet, because never got New Pollution.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard that song.
Is it? Well, it is. Yeah, it's on the often mentioned by me Air Essential mix.
So, okay. So I've heard it then.
Yeah,
I just forgot.
Yeah, so that's another one to tick off. Thankfully, you trimmed off, because you made the show this week. You trimmed off the end, which
I thought it was a bit much for the opening.
Yes, it's been credited as Robot, but it's just Beck with ridiculous synth, not even noodlings, just noise.
Mad noises and a sort of dancehall kick, you know, a dancehall pattern.
Oh yeah, it does come into a bit of a dancehall pattern.
Yeah. It's that rhythm, like just pounding away underneath.
So we've trimmed that out for you, but so watch out if you decide to stream that yourself. No theme tonight. I was asked by somebody else today, what's the theme tonight? So maybe we do too many themes.
Oh. Maybe. Just get known as a theme show.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
No, we're better than that.
Yeah, we are better than that. So tonight we've got new cuts, old cuts, old new cuts, new old cuts.
Yeah, classic TNT.
Yes. If you're out there, get in touch, give us a shout. I can send you a dedication or a birthday shout out. The gift that money can't buy. Right, going to play some tunes.
Follow the light. The light is your guide. Controller of Planet X.
3-3.
And I've invited you here to discuss something that's very important.
King Ghidorah, take me to your leader. Quick to claim that he not no snake like me neither. They need to take a breather. He been rhyming longer than Sigmund the Sea Creature. Been on Saturday Feature. Pleased to meet ya. And came to wake you up out the deep sleeper like he needed to stop before he caught the knee drop. Even give you more sit than ZZ Top. With full bears thou shalt not more corner. Ghidorah like one more steps in y'all's corners. So call Rich front if you wanna. When he spit electrics don't be in y'all saunas. He only here to warn us what the plan is. The hour is up on us, it's bananas. Born alone, die alone, no matter who your man is. Hope he live long enough to tell it to his grandkids. King Ghidorah, three finger ring fever. Spring chicken eater, ID'd as the ringleader. Who needs a heater? Catch him with bare hands. These same hands that make razors out bear cans. His own biggest fan. And got a fan base as big as Japan. Yeah, and all hail the king. And give him three cheers, fam. Like hit hit parade. Do his thing for the little kings like Sling Blade. To the grave, put in work like a slave. On how to flip scripts on the dipstick brigade. Rock him like su 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 the old play. Back when we used to rock the shag, no fade. This skill trade like a tailor-made suede. Hit the studio, and I'm paid. Half up front, half upon mastering. Would you like that in cash? Last thing you should ask the king. You don't have to be no crystal ball reader. Allergic to saltpeter, used to be a wall beater. In the game like a Wall Street cheater. A lot of rap noise is annoying like cedar. Turn into a triple X monster from a fairy tale movie. He don't know me very well, do he? King Ghidorah crush on the scene's teacher. They need to pay him better, she had nothing on the reefer. Heifer, and I had to offer her a stick of gum. She was as thick as they come and taught a strict curriculum. Which is only good for my son. When I'm in the hood, raises on tongue. Nowadays it's amazing raising young. Rule number one, keep your phasers on stun.
I can find no love, Vous écoutez le Grand Nuit Sheffield en direct.
Bongos. Yeah, welcome back, folks. Hope you enjoyed set one. Nice and varied. Keep you on your toes.
Yes, keep you guessing. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is a different version of Quantic Bed. That's why I was getting confused.
Yeah, it's more stripped back, more bongo.
The more bongo edit. Right, so what have we had in that last little mini set? Did it kick off with one of mine?
Yeah, King Ghidorah.
Yes, King Ghidorah with Faders. The first track from Take Me to Your Leader, 2003 release on Big Dada, produced by him. Playing that in honour of, well, two things. Kai July, Planet Meltdown at Showroom Cinema next weekend. A week-long concentrated dose of seven kaiju classics. Ooh. So if you like actors in big rubbery suits...
who doesn't?
Yeah, well, exactly. Get yourself down to the Showroom in Sheffield for those all weekend. Also is linked to our last show. I've decided I'm just going to steal the chain from Radcliffe and McConey and just play it myself.
Just do your own theme links.
Yeah, so he mentions Susu Studio. The Phil Collins cut, which we mentioned last week or the week before with the OC's album. So I'm just going to play that to myself, you know.
Your own little game.
Yeah, I probably won't mention it again. So I'll just let the listeners know. This is, you know.
That's how we do.
Yeah.
Nerd chat alert. That was taken from my vinyl copy of the album, which I ripped, as I explained to you, off air.
Yeah, you said.
I had a CD copy of this and the digital copies, and it is absolutely brick wall compressed. Now, you might not be interested in this, but yeah, I don't know why it was mixed mastered like that for digital and CD. It sounds terrible. It's super crunchy. It's really overloaded.
It's really surprising that they
would do that.
Vinyl
sounds good though. Yeah, I mean, it's on Big Dada, but I don't know who did it and why. Anyway, right. The vinyl sounds better.
So yeah, for once, and it's not just us saying that.
Not just me saying that.
Yeah, not just us being nerds about
it. It's loads better. Okay, after that, we played Devin Russell with Darker Than Blue. That is out on a 45 on the 333 label, which is the kind of reggae dub digital offshoot of Death Is Not The End, or sub-label,
yep,
whatever you want to call it. And that single lift two of the choicest cuts from Devin Russell's LP of Curtis Mayfield covers previously reissued for the first release on the 333 label back in 2022. That song, I think originally 79, 80.
Yep.
Issued 81, possibly. That Darker Than Blue track, so the A side is Move On Up. Of course. Followed that with some Peter Tosh. That was No Sympathy from his debut solo album Legalize It. And the song was actually first recorded by Bob Marley and the Wailers when he was in Bob Marley and the Wailers for their Lee Scratch Perry produced album Soul Rebels. I was just reading that Island Boss Chris Blackwell, who Peter Tosh changed his surname to. Was it Whitewurst? I think they called him Whitewurst instead of Blackwell. He flipped his name because he wouldn't let him release his solo album, basically.
Oh.
Sort of held him back. So it's part of the reason why he left. And Buddy Whaler also left. So I think Blackwell kind of looked after Bob Marley, but not the rest of the group so well. And then obviously he went on to do all like the Mick Jagger duets and all that sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
Coming to the airwaves near you soon. Or maybe not.
Jagger Duets, full show. Yeah. People asking what our theme's next one is. Jagger Duets. After that, we had Steve Lacey with Playground. He started the new hype for the new LP, which comes out next month. So naturally, I picked this song from his 2019 debut album, Apollo 21.
This is the one I was struggling to place the year of. It kind of sounds old, it's the kind of sounds new.
It sort of reminds me of Midnight Vultures era Beck.
Yeah, well, I'd said it was a strong Prince feel.
Yeah, strong Prince, yeah, which would make sense.
Particularly vocally, but it sort of like, it sounds a slightly modern production, but in terms of like the song style, it sounded like an old
one. Definitely. And then we finished that one up with something that's somewhat new, the Tara Clerkin Trio with Lazy Daisy from their newish LP, Somewhere Good, formed in Bristol. where it says, where none of them are from, yet all are deeply ingrained in 2020. The Clara Tara Clarkin Trio somewhat democratically exists today, despite the singular authority implied by the name. So we're going to send that one out to Orla, wishing her a happy birthday for tomorrow. I've only heard the first three songs of the new album because my speaker died while I was listening to it.
You have heard another one because we played one on the radio a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's true. So I'm probably up to about 50% of the album.
Yeah.
I have it on good word that the album's good. So
there we go.
Yeah, so we'll speak to check out the rest of it when I get some power.
Now time for some dancehall.
Some boy, I push up your collar, man. Remember, what my number does rush out my sleeve, man. 100 stripe and one more. Original kills. Oh, what's your man? You should have died for your resistance, for your testy eye power. Sound boy, you hear me? You should have died for your resistance, and this your gargant sound in here. You hear me? When I was a little stereo, I listened to some champion. I always wonder when I will be the number one. Now you listen to the gargan, and a gargan sound arena. And any jump and come test me, me a go leak out them brains. So sound boy, you should have died at the dance gate, you know, but you a test the eye power. You should have died for your British session, cause you know me a the danger. Me tell them a champion, champion. Tell them this is how you eat a champion. Me charge for murder one. But no judge not try me call me. Me tell them a murder one. Tell them this is how you charge for. You know me no know where this your jump and sound come from. A top out in one for testing. Then Gargan, you see the selector. Him doing worse than me. I go tell you no why. Him not be playing a session. You know, when we draw Gregory Isaac, you know, man, him turn fool. And you way him draw you, man, one whole time song. Me no even remember that one. Cause me no know where them the singer really come from. It sound like a lips one. It sound like old time bangarang. Then call him mentor. But me no understand him coming like them whole time grey bearded. Real old man we coming a cowboy show. I must say Western Ingalang. But I'm the number one. Tell the whole of them. So it made me tell them something. The boy draw to one tune me no understand about him have gun and him a go shoot up, man. You know when me draw, when them call in the gargan, hear the rhythm and the song when me draw, you know, man. No Dennis Brown tune, who no hear a rich one, love and hate could never be friend. You should have hear the respond when the people them jump up, nearly broke them, man. Bad boy clean them gun, you should have see policeman start to lick shot, shoot up a cap a tree, you know, man, and shoot down one pigeon, kill him and drop straight in the session. Pan the top of one man head and nearly kill one. Rasta man, cause this is a champion. Do a ramp with me sound boy, yeah. Champion, you think of when? When you used to play some Kaylee song and make me go on some derogatory way, you don't understand. But no, me get like a decent one. Me not fit shot, no bad word for killing, no. Leave an old pan, me no fit teach. Right from wrong, me know. Hear from bullfoot, me and a lock ahead, man. So from you hear this your sound and see them your selector, man. You know, from you look from the DJ, man. From you hear the bass line, you know, with qualification. Suppose you hear the top end. What a melody, ya, man. From you listen to me with rhythm section. You know, so this your sound, ya, it's a go be the gargan. Me tell you, number one, we will lift you upon your head, cause we watch ya. You see when them draw the youth name Shabba Rankin song, you know, Shabba Rankin is a very dangerous man. He tell it to each and every woman the way how them must hangle man. And then when them go down in a style and passion, me I go tell you we soon them draw the Shabba Rankin, you know, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Maya. Maya, Maya.
Wait. Me and him, we're from different ancient tribes. Now, we're both almost extinct. Sometimes, you gotta stick with the ancient ways. Old school ways. Now you understand me?
Listeners, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I just went blank there. I don't know where we were. It's all this chat of studio moves and whatnot. There will be more news about that as and when it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big news is that Sheffield Live has got new premises. So we'll be bidding a fond farewell to the show, what is it, Workstation, where I've been held, housed ever since we started many moons ago. But yeah, more about that later when we get more information. You want to know what you've listened to. Kicked off from 1991 on VP Records, Ninja Man with Chester High Power, produced by Bobby Digital Dixon, as sampled, copied, interpolated, that's the word, isn't it, by Method Man on Bring the Pain.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because obviously RZA produced that.
And this goes by Bobby Digital.
Yes, a different Bobby Digital. So that is odd. Then after that, we had a drum and bass double. I hate to say intelligent drum and bass, which is it's what some people call it. It's just that kind of good-looking record sound, isn't it?
Yeah, mid-90s.
After the split between, you know, from jungle to drum and bass to then the darker stuff to the happier synth stuff with Whale Song. that was Simon Bassline Smith under his Universal Travel alias from 1996 with Midnight. Reissued on the Deep Jungle LP record label. So you can get that for a cut price of £20, I think, if you need it. I was tempted, but I thought, I don't need these. But that's me with every record that I buy, but I just can't stop. I'm going to send that one out to Harry, wishing him a happy birthday for tomorrow. I'm still quite full. Was it his birthday barbecue earlier?
Oh, nice.
He was on the grilling duties, so yeah, that's partly why quite laid back tonight. So yeah, it was a double drum and bass double.
It was. After that, you heard GGFM with Pacific. So that's the DJ, producer, dancer and poet based in Berlin. Releases her first jungle EP, and that's titled Shelter Our Time, on her own label, which is, I think it's C, as in the water of the sea, right. Hyphen Reen. So I don't know if it's C-Reen or... I don't know how you say it. Anyway, it follows on from a techno EP she did last year called Virgo Space Acid. And this, she says, has five deeply personal pop-infused or influenced liquid drum and bass tracks.
Okay.
That one didn't include any poetry. I think some of the others do have vocals. I haven't listened to it all. There's five tracks on there. But yeah, it sounds, like you said, like a mid-90s good-looking records track.
Yeah, and we don't mean that disparagingly.
No, that's like... You could say that's the high watermark.
Yes. It's sort of strange, though. Yeah, just like certain noises, you're like, okay, that's
from that.
That's from that time.
Yeah, I know what that is. I know that well.
Yeah.
And we finished off the little set with Burial, the track Gutted, from his self-titled debut album. Slightly overdue anniversary pick. 20 years of that album dropped on Hyperdub in May, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about
end
right.
End of May, I think, in 2006. And it was a bit, yeah, been meaning to put something of his in for a while. I know we play a bit of Beryl on it, but yeah, it's good to include that. It's just kind of you including Odelay and saying that's 30 years ago and putting Beck in and say, Beck is 30 years ago and Beryl is 20 years ago. It's kind of blowing my mind because I consider the Beryl to be fairly recent and the Beck to be quite old.
Yeah, no,
but to say true. They're only 10 years apart. And even the Burial's 20 years ago is kind of making me feel extremely old now.
I guess don't worry too much about it. The good news is that there is still exciting music stuff happening. Don't tune into this show to hear it. Or, you know.
Occasionally. The last song was new.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's the one we talked about before. Anyway, more old music on the way now.
Yes, back to reggae to finish off hour two, isn't it?
It is. It's the kind of a disco mix.
Perfect.
Barry Brown.
And the daughter them a come so good. The brethren them a scan so good. And the daughter them a rock so good. I drink, no make
take me all around and let me see that I'm a king, 'cause I'm a king.
We'll be right back.